Umnumzana Nathan Thamisa, umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, ubesesililweni sikaTinashe Sitsunga, wabulawa ngeviki ephelileyo ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla le-ZANU-PF. Bekugcwele amalunga ebandla le-CCC, izihlobo labangani esililweni lesi eHarare. UThamisa uthe abantu badabuke inhliziyo ngokubulawa kukaTsunga.
Tinofamba tiri munashe. Bazinu zedu tinashe. Tinoprovokwa. Takawai wabone nyue, farali, nezanu pia, mumbama mnangava mbedu mmake kumbaba kikwe, anya kata kutikufu. Takapota ndaura waza muno zia, neputi kwa mtari.
Tina silandela izikondizo za nkulunkulu sonke isikhathi. Basi kala basi chaye benze wonke ongekho emthethweni. Sibebulele uTinashe, babulala umbongeli Ncube egumeni kaMnangagwa eKwekwe. Akulanto abayenzayo. Lami ngaphosa ngadudula mtari. Akulalutho olwenziwa ngalokho. uTinashe ubulwe mahlayana. Siyakwazi akufeleyo. Siyaxolisa kumdeni wonke ngokwenza le kuTinashe.
Ukubetha imawoko asizori uTinashe.
Omunye wabakubandlaleli unkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa uthi eleZimbabwe lilahlekelwe liqhawe lamaqhawe. Uthi akumelanga abantu befele abakusekelayo ikakhulu ezombusazwe.
Someone has lost their dad, someone has lost umntanabo ongumfana, someone has lost umfo wabo, ubhuti wabo. Lathi we've lost a change champion. Kuyethusa, kuhlasimulisa umzimba. SingamaZimbabweni ngibone ngani itolerance yethu kumele ifike lapho ukuthi siyavumelana, ukuthi asivumelani ngokwepolitics kodwa siyakwazi ukuphilisana. So abeqembu leZANU-PF kumele bakufunde lokho, kuqale khona kupresident wabo uMnangagwa, abafundise abantu bakhe ukuthi kumele ube le tolerance. Omunye lomunye ulelungelo lokuthi akhethe iqembu lombusazwe afuna ukulisapota.
Umnumzana Mlungisi Moyo wokubandla leZANU-PF uyakusekela lokho.
Ngibona ngathi amafaki wonke aze engenasifiso sokuthi kungaba nojakeli, ngoba umongameli webandla elibusayo enverisiyini ubethi yena nothi nawasengi not virus i-message vele esihamba layo. Kodwa uzathola ukuthi in any process awusoze uswele indumba sengavuthwayo kwinkuqumba. Okuthi ngakuthiwa asenzeni lokho lawo uya nga. Nalaba bebandla elibhikisayo labo bethwela usibili ukuthi hhayi asivumelana nini ikhampeni ngokuthula ngulo nalo athengise ukuthi ibandla lakhe lona lilelani, athengise labantu abantu bangalithenga yendolo hot for that person. On le incident ekajaha lo oweharareterretable incident nami engizwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu.
Kusenjalo uNkosikazi Molefe, umsekeli ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende wawole Melika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe okuzwekazi le-Afrika, utshele uBlessing Zulu we-Studio 7 ukuthi kukhanya ngani kalosuze luqhutshwe ngemfanelo ukhetho eZimbabwe.
I would like to recall that the president of Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, has said repeatedly that he wants his country to hold free and fair elections. And we believe that would be the best path to promote peace and prosperity in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months.
Ngiyakhumbula uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi eZimbabwe lizaqhuba ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi lokhu kungenza kube lokuthula eZimbabwe njalo lenqubekela phambili. Kodwa ukhanya engani akusoze uhambe njalo lonyaka.
Legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted, and in fact that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms.
Kubikwa ukuba kulabantu abanengi abakumabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu emaphandleni abathi bakhahlanyezwa ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzaqhutshwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi.